the IAC Monographs program is now in its 40th year, so it's the longest running program on the identification of cancer hazards. And the program looks at all kinds of environmental exposures, from environmental tobacco smoke to solar radiation to occupational chemicals. And in this upcoming meeting, end of May, we look into radio frequency radiation, and that does not only include the cell phones, that also includes other exposures in this range of radiation, radar use, electrical occupations, emissions from radio antenna, etc.
And can you give us a hint of what we can expect to see at the end of May?
We will have a result by the 31st of May. And I would not want to give you any hint in which direction it goes, because I do not want to have any prejudice on the working group or any give any direction from the IARC secretariat.
But can you at least say that there has been progress in determining the possible connection compared to the previous studies?
Well, there is no previous IARC monographs on the cancer hazards of using of cell phones. And I think it's unique and important here that we also look at other similar kinds of radiation exposure. And this will allow us to really see it in context and also look at all the different lines of evidence from the epidemiological studies, the cancer in animals, and all the mechanistic studies.
So can we just take some precautionary measures without giving up cell phone use?
It's particularly difficult in this case to establish this, because this exposure has only more recently been introduced widely into daily life. And it is known that many cancers have a long latency, that is, from the time of first exposure to the showing of the cancer. And therefore, it may also be a little bit early to come up with a definitive conclusion. In any case, the IARC monographs often, if there is new important results published, make a re-evaluation of the exposure. And I know, for example, for mobile phone use, there is just in the planning and in the beginning a big study on cancer in experimental animals from a big U.S. American agency, the National Toxicology Program. There has now been the idea of a study of mobile phone use among kids, the MobiKid study, and they may be more susceptible to the use of cell phones. So whatever the outcome of this IARC monograph meeting is, there may be the need to update the information in the future.